You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And this is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. And on today's program, we're celebrating Cinematic Sound's 15th anniversary. To celebrate this momentous occasion, we're featuring 15-minute tracks. During this last hour, we're going to hear music from the 1962 film Mutiny on the Bounty, featuring original score by Bronislaw Kaper. That's standing by. We'll also hear a selection from the 1996 film directed by John Woo called Broken Arrow, with original score by Hans Zimmer. We'll then hear the magnificent, exciting, emotional finale from John Williams' score to E.T. the Extraterrestrial. And as a bonus track, we'll feature yet another James Horner cue, this time from 1994's Legends of the Fall. As I said, to begin this hour, we're going to hear music from the 1962 film Mutiny on the Bounty. It tells the story of Fletcher Christian, played by Marlon Brando. He's the tormented first mate aboard a British naval vessel, the Bounty. Now, the Bounty leaves Portsmouth in 1787, its destination to sail to Tahiti and load breadfruit. Captain Bligh will do anything to get there as fast as possible, using any means to keep up a strict discipline. When they arrive in Tahiti, it is like a paradise for the crew, something completely different than the living hell on the ship. On the way back to England, Officer Fletcher Christian becomes the leader of a mutiny. The score by Bronislaw Kaper is possibly his most famous work. The score is a rousing and sweeping adventure score that features some excellent action music that would not be out of place in a film produced today. The track called The Vote, The Giving Up, Gentle, Christian's Death, and Epilogue is played from start to finish during the film's climactic finale. This piece ends what I consider to be one of the top 10 film scores ever written. And now I'm very pleased to present music from Mutiny on the Bounty, original score composed by Bronislaw Kaper. Thank you. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Mutiny on the Bounty, the 1962 version, featuring the spectacular original score composed by Bronislaw Kaper. And Film Score Monthly released a lavish 3-CD set of music from this film. And as I said, Mutiny on the Bounty is one of my top 10 film scores of all time. I highly recommend you pick this up. It is a limited edition to 3,000 copies, but I think there are some copies available through Film Score Monthly and Screen Archives Entertainment and various other film score online retailers. Just brilliant music. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll feature more 15-minute tracks. We'll hear music from Broken Arrow by Hans Zimmer, E.T. the Extraterrestrial by John Williams, and Legend of the Fall by James Horner. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. This is our 15th anniversary special featuring 15-minute tracks. Up next is music from the 1996 action film Broken Arrow, featuring original score by Hans Zimmer. Now, this would mark the first time that Hong Kong director John Woo would work with Academy Award-winning composer Hans Zimmer. Zimmer would also provide his power anthem action stylings on other Woo pictures like Face Off and Mission Impossible 2. An expanded edition of this score was released recently by La La Land Records, and it featured score production and preservation by Nick Redman, Mike Matassino, and Daniel Hirsch. The score features guitar work by Duane Eddy, and this album featured the original film presentation of the score over two CDs, including three album-only suites as bonus tracks. It's quite a lot to handle, but if you're a fan of Hans Zimmer, you're really going to love it. The track we're going to play for you is simply called Mineshaft 2. This is where Christian Slater and Samantha Mathis attempt to deactivate a bomb in an abandoned copper mine with John Travolta and his goons hot on their trail. Here's music from Broken Arrow, original score composed by Hans Zimmer. We'll be right back. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to the 1996 action film Broken Arrow, with original score composed by Hans Zimmer. We have to take another break, but when we return, we'll hear music from Academy Award winner John Williams and his brilliant score to the 1982 Steven Spielberg film E.T. the Extraterrestrial. And as a bonus track, we'll have the finale and end credits from Legends of the Fall, with original score by James Horner. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to our 15th anniversary celebrations here at cinematicsound.net. We're presenting 15-minute tracks. Now, we're slowly coming to the end of our program, and before we get to one of the all-time greatest end credit cues, we need to play one of the most spectacular finales of all time. Actually, I consider this to be the best finale of all time. It comes from John Williams' Academy Award-winning score to Steven Spielberg's masterpiece, released in 1982, called E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Now, I just had another viewing of this film, and it never fails to bring me to tears. Not only is the music spectacular, but the performances from the children in the movie, Henry Thomas, Robert McNaughton, and the adorable Drew Barrymore, they all shine during this particular moment in the film. The track we're going to play for you is Escape, Chase, and Saying Goodbye, better known as Adventure on Earth, and plays nonstop, beginning with Elliot, Michael, and E.T.'s escape from their government-occupied home, to the magnificent bike chase, to flying through the air to elude the authorities, to E.T. and Elliot's final goodbye. And the emotion on screen is enhanced brilliantly by the great John Williams, who, with this, wrote one of the greatest film music cues of all time. Now, what we're going to play for you is the track that's available on the old MCA Records LP/CD, which featured more concert suite performances of specific themes and cues. Now, this album is long out of print, and there are many people out there that have never experienced this wonderful album. Most have only heard the 20th anniversary release and the other expanded release. I think that came around the time of the DVD release of E.T. the Extraterrestrial. You're going to hear some differences in the performance of this particular piece. And if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but what we're going to play for you right now is the film version of this cue. What you hear on the subsequent albums are alternate versions. You're going to hear slightly different orchestrations and a few different inserts that, if you've only heard the 20th anniversary release of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, then this is going to be something new to you. And now, the track Adventure on Earth, music by John Williams, from E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Thank you. That was the magnificent finale from E.T. the Extraterrestrial, music composed by John Williams. He would win the Academy Award for his score, and rightfully so. And that track is called Adventure on Earth, and that particular performance is available on the out-of-print MCA Records LP and CD presentation, which is about a 45-minute album that features various concert performances of specific themes and different arrangements of cues from the film as well. If you can find this album, it is what I think is an essential album to have in your collection. Even if you do own the subsequent 20th anniversary and other expanded editions of the album, it's such a different listening experience. And I think it's one of the best produced film music albums of all time. Well, we've come to the end of our program, and we were going to end with E.T., but I don't think I would have forgiven myself if I didn't play this track. It comes from James Horner's epic score to the highly underrated film Legends of the Fall, released in 1994. The mid to late 90s saw James Horner create some of his most memorable, creative, and rewarding scores in his entire career. In 1994, he composed music for Clear and Present Danger, The Pagemaster, and Legends of the Fall. The next year, 1995, it would see him earn Academy Award nominations for both Apollo 13 and Braveheart. He would also score that year Balto, Casper, Jade, and Jumanji. That was just 1995. In 96, he scored The Spitfire Grill, Courage Under Fire, To Julian on Her 37th Birthday, and Ransom. And then in 97, he scored The Devil's Own and won two Academy Awards for his magnificent score to Titanic. And he kept on going, creating one great score after another. In 98, saw him compose The Mask of Zorro, Deep Impact, and Mighty Joe Young. Now, besides Jade, I'd say from 1994 to 98, James Horner was unstoppable. Anyway, back to Legends of the Fall. This was the film where I really took notice of Horner's work. I was still a relative newcomer into film music. I knew what film music was. I knew who John Williams was. I knew who Jerry Goldsmith was and a few other composers. James Horner I knew from The Rocketeer and Aliens and a few other films. But when I saw Legends of the Fall for the first time, I didn't know who scored the film. But while watching it and listening, I had a sneaking suspicion that the score was composed by James Horner. My hunch was confirmed when I saw Horner's credit at the end of the film with his beautiful end title piece playing in the background. And that's the piece we're going to play for you right now. The cue actually starts during the film's climax and plays continuously until the final credit is shown on screen. This is one of James Horner's greatest accomplishments, and Horner is really the only composer working today that has mastered the art of creating these extremely long yet always colorful, emotional, and spectacular cues. And so to end off our 15th anniversary show, here is James Horner's magnificent finale and end credits from Legends of the Fall, released in 1994. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.